welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now today we're talking all things summer vacation tips, information, kind of those tools that you need to make sure that those vacations that you are probably on as you're listening to the show or that you're planning to take in the near future, that you stay safe and secure. So Doc Bill, here's one that I want to talk about because, you know, when you travel, you can have that false sense of security, like, hey, I'm in the city and I'm in the tourist area and everything's fine. I can just walk here, go there, you know, because the concierge at the hotel said it was okay to go to this restaurant. But to get there, you may have to walk down a dark street.
Well, you can, and that will depend on where you're staying at in the city. And again, you want to make sure you're picking a city or a place or a town that you have a good feel about. And most people pick places or locations in which they're comfortable with and they like and they feel they're fairly safe. Mm-hmm. Your big cities, a lot of your big cities are fairly safe in certain areas. And so most people want an area where they walk around and a good walking around area downtown. Some places these walk around areas are separated by some mileage. Other times they're all in one location. So that depends on the city you go to and what you're looking to do.
Well, you know, some of the challenge, I think, also, too, in selecting hotels these days is that we like to go online and look at the websites that provide booking opportunities for hotels, airlines, cars. I mean, they provide for everything. But when looking for the hotel, a lot of times they will ask you what area of the city. So if you don't really know, then you probably are just going to go on price. So if something is $129 a night versus $275 a night, you're probably going to choose that $129. But that might actually be in an industrial area where for the weekend it's completely shut down and no one's around but, you know, cars driving by really slowly. So you don't want that. So I think your suggestion to really do a little bit of research so that you know the areas of town and the city where you're going, at least have some general idea of that, I think it's a really good idea because it can be a little confusing when you go online to the Expedias, the Orbitz, the Booking.com, all of those, which are great sites for doing that, but you may just want to do a little bit of research ahead of time to see which area that they're suggesting is the best for you and your family and your travel mates.
Well, you want to pick a place on which is relatively safe where you're at. You want to pick a place in which you may be a lot of walking around. So if you pick a city where everything's in one area, pick a hotel that's in the heart of it. There's always activity going on no matter what part of the day, and they're used to people walking and forth in the pedestrian area, and that's what you want. Mm-hmm. There are other places where it can be very, very safe during certain times of the day, the evening time, not many people are out, and things that you used to be aware of. Mm-hmm. But when you pick a place to stay, don't let money be the primary determinant. You think something's cheap, but you can pay a lot more in the long run. So look at the cost of you know, it's better to have a place that it's safe. You don't have to worry about your car being vandalized. And also the parking fees aren't astronomical. Some places it can be really nice, but you're going to use a car for a little bit. But you're going to pay a lot for that car just sitting around in that parking lot in that area there. So things like that you got to consider.
Or if you're in a place where you have to do a lot of driving to get to all of the tourist spots, then you'll also have to either think about alternate transportation, maybe taxis, maybe the public transportation, which then also brings in other concerns that you want to make sure you're being safe when you're doing that as well. But, you know, I want to talk a little bit more, though, now once you've decided on your hotel. A couple of things to kind of think about with that, because one of the things that I do with every hotel that I check into, and I've done this ever since my Pan Am days, that when I go into that hotel room, I leave the door ajar just a little bit, maybe with my bag in the door, and I go in, I take a look around to make sure everything looks okay. Because in my Pan Am days, there were some cases of someone being in the room already. Maybe the front desk somehow had a mix-up and someone was already staying in that room, or someone was in the room that wasn't supposed to be in there. So it's just a habit of mine. And not to sound too paranoid, maybe I do sound a little paranoid, but not to sound too paranoid, just take a quick look. And after you've kind of surveyed from that perspective, then you can look at, is the room clean? Does it look as though, you know, the cleaning was done properly and to your standards? And those kind of other things that people like to look at in hotel rooms. But definitely do that survey.
We'll do it. Yeah, do it. Check it. If there's a balcony with a door there, make sure that. Make sure that balcony door can lock. If the balcony door can't lock, then you probably want to get another room. And also the locks on the hotel room. It's always good to have some type of deadbolt or some type of physical locks that you can put in place only in the room. So make sure something like that's there. Those are nice as last minutes because if someone tries to enter, you know that type of lock will work as opposed to some of these new fancier locks, they open with just the with a room key or a touching or swiping. And so you want to make sure you have some other level of protection while you're there.
Absolutely. And those are definitely things that you want to look at from that security standpoint. And if you are staying in a room with an adjoining room that has that adjoining door, you definitely want to make sure that your door is locked. But I take it a step further, too, and I will open my door and I'll just press the other room's door just slightly to see if it is locked also. And then I will close. If it is, that's good. That's great. That's what you want. But then I will close my back, lock it, and make sure that it's locked. As a matter of fact, if I'm traveling by myself solo a lot of times, I will ask to not have a room with an adjoining door. So that's just an added extra protection there.
Well, that's good. It's something to look around and be aware of. Talk to the people in the hotels about the area around and what you're going to do. Also be aware, are there things going on in the area? Is there a strike going on? Is there a protest? Things like that. You know, this day and age, you need to be more aware of that.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and those are things you have to consider, you know, where you're staying at and which can affect your stay.
Absolutely. You want to also carry a small flashlight with you. We recently talked about a really cool little flashlight called the Bendy Man, and I'll put a picture of that on our website so you can see it again, because it can fit right in your pocket. It can fit right in your pocketbook. And it's just this little flexible flashlight. And the neat thing about it is that it does give off enough light that if you are in a dark road or dark alleyway, that it gives you a little bit more light. Also, too, I always say avoid wearing earphones, those earplugs, and walking and listening to music. I'm not saying you can't do that, so if you must listen to your music while you walk, turn it down so that you can be aware of what's going on around you. Because it could be a car that's turning, and you're walking in its path, and if you don't hear it, then you could also be struck and injured there as well. Now, I just mentioned avoiding those dark alleyways and streets. But also, too, use things like Google Maps, because it has the option for walking directions. So use those if you're not sure where you're going and how to get there. Use that. It's a great app for that. And I always say, just like with swimming, we said do that in pairs. Travel in pairs. You know, take someone along with you when you are walking around a city.
Well, that's true. That's true. And make sure your phone and everything's all charged up. And sometimes if I go into a neat city, I always like to have a hard map. Some people don't, but it's kind of neat to have at least a hard general map in case things happen.
Exactly. There's nothing wrong with that, because you may not be able to get that Wi-Fi. Your phone may not be working properly. And speaking of Wi-Fi, you know, everybody likes to stay connected, but be careful, because Wi-Fi in these hotels, although you are paying for it, you may be paying for it, or you may be staying in a fancy hotel and you feel like maybe that's better than at the local coffee shop, those are still public Wi-Fi. So you'd want to be careful with using that to conduct things like maybe something with your credit card, with your bank, or things like that. And if you are using Wi-Fi, using your computer in a public area, be aware and cognitive of people who might be standing behind you or standing close to you when you're using your computer. And another thing, too, you may remember this. I had an issue with this. Be careful with those ATM machines that are in high traffic tourist areas, because they are more likely to be susceptible to those skimming apparatus that they can put on machines or any kind of illegal acts. So be very careful with those, because I did fall subject to that. And that is no fun cleaning that up.
That's true. Find out if there's a bank near you. And if there's a bank near you, go into it.
Into the bank. I agree with that. And then last thing, we always talk about this, travel insurance and medical insurance. Always get that, because to use your road stock bill, usually nothing happens. And then you kind of come back and think, oh, that was a waste of money to spend money on travel insurance. But if something does happen, you come back and go, wow, I'm so glad I had that travel insurance. So travel insurance is a good thing. And any last points?
Well, again, you know, have a good trip. Be careful. You know, don't overdrink. Pay attention to local rules and laws, and you'll be fine.
You'll be fine. You'll have a great, great vacation. And we've come down to the end of this segment. The show today is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses on a beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. We'll be back in a few minutes on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night.